This parak is a different Indian completely. It has to do with Eruvei Chatzeros. It starts with the exceptions, but in any case, the main Eruvei Chatzeros is that people live in a around a chatzer, a lot of houses. Each house has private ownership, and the chatzer is owned jointly by all of them. All of them are mishtamish in the chatzer. And Pashtus, the problem is that we're afraid that people will think that since you can carry from your house into the chatzer, even though they're all around, a mechitza around, so it's all really Rishus HaYachid, but the ownership is different. So if you carry from your private house into the chatzer, people will think that's from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabin, and they'll think you can carry from a regular Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabin. And therefore, they answered it. According to this, Lechora, this is where the Rambam learns, you should be able to carry from one house into somebody else's house, even though it goes, doesn't go into the chatzah, because that's Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid. Others learn more Pashit, that if you carry from one person's Rishus to another person's Rishus, then we're afraid people will think you can carry from one Rishus into another Rishus. They won't distinguish between Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabin, Rishus to Rishus. Different Rishuyos. So therefore they said that you have to make them all the same Rishus. So how do you do that? So everybody gets together with Pas, and they become partners in that, and you put that Pas in one person's house, and that way they're all partners not only in the Chatzer, they're all partners now in all the houses. So all the houses become joint. So now the two Rishuyos become the same Rishus. Right, the same Rishus as the Chatzer is the same Rishus as the house, because they're all now jointly, have joint ownership in everything. Legabi Shabbos, not legabi anything else. So that's called a Ruvei Chatzeros. Okay. On the other hand, let's say somebody doesn't become part of this Eruv. So then the Rishus of, let's say, six people, five of them is all the same in the houses, but there's a sixth person in the chatzer. So you have the same problem again. You're carrying from Rishus of five to Rishus of six. So he asers on everybody else, and they can't then carry from the house into the chatzer. If you don't have an Eruv, things in the chatzer you can carry in the chatzer freely, because you're not carrying it from one Rishus to another. Nobody's going to think the chatzer is a Rishus HaRabin per se. It's the difference of Rishus that makes the problem. So for things in the chatzer, even if you don't have an Eruv, as long as you have the mechitzas, you can carry in a Rishus HaYachid, right, no matter how many people it belongs to, inside the Rishus HaYachid. The problem is taking from the chatzer into the house, or the house into the chatzer. That's the problem, not in the chatzer itself. So in order to carry from the houses into the chatzer, if one person didn't become part of the Eruv, he has to mevakel his Rishus. So he says, I'm mevakel my Rishus to you. Now there's no sixth Rishus anymore. It's all the five Rishus. Nele, the Eruv and the chatzer have the same amount of people. It's fine. Now this Mishnah is going to tell us that if it's a goy who is part of the chatzer, right, a goy lives in the chatzer, then he can't be mevakel his Rishus. You have to be socher his Rishus. You have to buy his Rishus out. He can't be mevakel it. We'll see. So in a second. And, okay, and obviously the goy can't become part of the Eruv. We'll see if he has to become part of the Eruv or not. And, okay, so Mishnah will speak for itself. Hadorim ho'akum b'chatzer. Person lives with a goy in the same chatzer. So the goy now is one of the houses in the chatzer, belongs to a goy. Oh, in Nisheino Moda Be'eruv. Or with a Jew who doesn't believe in the Eruv. He's a tzeduki. Okay? But he's not Mechal Shabbos of Ferhesia. Because he's Mechal Shabbos of Ferhesia, he's a mummer. And a mummer has a din of a goy. So here he's what's it called, we'll see in a second. In any case, so he hareza osur alav. So talking about a Jew who doesn't believe in an Erev, but he's not a Mechal Shabbos. Just doesn't believe in Erevim. So hareza osur alav. So the halacha is that the goy asers the people in the house to carry into the chatzer. Pashtus, what's it called, they can still carry in the chatzer. Right? Just like it would be they didn't make an Erev. There is a shita that holds that if the goy is there, he asers that he can't even carry in the chatzer. The Pasha says no such, there's no reason why not. that there is such a sheet in Rishonim that he can't carry in the Chatzar either. Now, it's worse than if they didn't have an Eruv. Okay. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, La'olam eino osur ad shu shnei Yisraelim, osurim zeal zeh. The only time the Goy asers if there's more than one Jew living in that Chatzar. Just one Jew in the Chatzar, and a Goy, right, or a lot of Goyim, the Jew is allowed to carry from his house into the Chatzar. And the Goyim don't have any effect. But if there's two Jews living there, right, two Jews in two different houses in the Chatzar, so then they what's it called, they Goy Asers, and even if they make an Erev between them, it won't help, unless the Goy is, you have to be Socher, the Rishus of the Goy, we'll see in a second. Omram Gamliel, Maisa B'tzduki Echot, Sheyadori Mano B'movi B'Rushalayim, Ve'omar Lono Abba Maharu V'altzios HaKelum L'movi, Ad Shelo Yotzi V'yei Oser Aleichem. Right, so here Omram Gamliel said that it was a Maisa B'tzduki. The Tzaduki is a Jew, he's not a Goy, and he was not Moda Be'eruv, but he's not Mechal Shabbos, like we said. So, what's it called? Rav Gamliel said that my father said one Erev Shabbos, be fast and bring your Kalim out into the Mavoi. So he won't. What happened was that the Tzaduki was Mavatl his Rishus. So you see that Bittl Rishus helps by a Tzaduki. Unlike the Reisha, where it said that Mishainu Moda Be'eruv Asers and Bittl Rishus won't help, right? And because we're afraid that he would renege on his bittel, so once they were machzik in the chotzer, they brought their kalim there. What's it called? Before Shabbos, he can't back out anymore. So what they said, Rav Gamliel said, was that Rav Shimon said, Rav Shimon, what's it called? Rav Gamliel has been Rav Shimon, I guess. Yes, yeah. Or is Rav? Yeah. So what's it called? So he said, bring your kalim out fast. So the Tzaduki can't renege. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beloshen Acher. Rabbi Yehuda reported what Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said differently. He said, "Maru va'asu torchechem b'mavoi ad shlo yotzi v'yaser aleichem." Right, you better take care of everything that you have to take care of in the mavoi before the Tzaduki will renege, and then he could renege. Even if you brought your kalim in. So you better finish everything you have to do before he reneges. They could still renege. Okay. Rashi, Ador Ba'akum, or Mishen Omoda Be'erev, Kusi. Person's not Omoda Be'erev, is a Kusi. Kedar Perik B'chol Ma'arzin, and this Rashi says that this Remeir, who's the Tanakama, holds that Kusim are Gerei Emes. They were good Gerim, so they're Jews. They're not Goyim, because if they're Goyim, then they're the same thing as the other Goyim. Right, so it's not Goy and a Kusi, the same thing. Kusi was a good Geir, they were good Geirim, but they didn't believe in the Eruv. They didn't believe in a lot of halachas that were Torah Shabbat Peh. Osir Allah, but talking to Yishlachotzer, Achi Yiskar Himen Rishos Yishlachotzer. He asers, won't help for him to be Mavatl his Rishos, you have to rent his Rishos from him. Achi Ubeiz Yisraelim, Dorim Bebeiz Batim. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, if there's only one Jew living amongst Goyim, he doesn't have to do anything. He can carry from his house into the Chatzar without any tikkun. Unless there's two Jews in two different houses, the Ostrim Zelzeh, and they would need an Eruv between them, right? Uboim La'ari Beinehem Ho'akum Osir Aleihem. And they want to make an Eruv. The Goy asers them, right, from making an Eruv until they buy out his Rishos. Aval Ahayochid Eno Osir, Ubigmar Meforish Taimah. But a Goy with one Jew doesn't aser. Rav Gamliel argues, and he holds that Tzaduki, a person who doesn't believe in the Erev, is not like a Goy. Velodomi lekusi. And Rav Gamliel argues in a second thing. He holds that Kusim are Geri Arai, saying. They weren't good Geri. So they're a Mamish Goy. So a Kusi is the same thing as a Goy. Ve'enom Geri Gemurim. Aval Tzaduki Yisraelu. Ve'nepach leminus. He's a Jew who just doesn't believe in Chazal. Since he's a Jew, even though he's not Moda Be'eruv, he, what's it called, can be Mavatl his Rishus. And Taka, according to what Ram Gamliel says, Tzduki can Mavatl Rishus, that's what we did. Right, he was Mavatl his Rishus. But Omar Lono Abba, Maru Valsu Kelechem Amavu, Yechziku Bo, Kivan De Kiddush Hayom Miyad, Kedei Shelo Yachzer Bo. Right? So he told us, you better put your Kelim into the Chotzer and make use of it so you will strengthen his Bittel that he can't renege on it. Actually, Yotzi Kalev Trila. He shouldn't bring his Kalim into the Chotzer first, V'yavzer V'yavzer B'shuso, and he'll be Mavatl, his Bittl. V'yayosra Aleichem, U'shmaminoa De'eno Ka'akum. Right, you see from here that he wasn't like a Goy, because if he'd be a Goy, he'd have to be Socher, his B'shus, and then he couldn't be Mavatl, just like this. Right? V'yagirumine Hechi Motzil Mahader. If you rented it from him, he can't have Charata. Afagad Demapik Lo Osar D'Hanokitom. Right, even though, Lo Osar D'Hanokitom. The Maisa, he rented it. Can't just be get reneged on your renting, but you can be reneged on your bittel. Maru vasu tzarchechem amovim bod yom. The b'shabes lo mahani lechu hay bittel. Shem yotzi v'yeosra aleichem. The kasav Rabbi Yehuda afagav dechziku benimovim b'movim tchila motzi ladurede. Rabbi Yehuda holds not like that. Rabbi Yehuda holds that what Rabbi Gamliel's father said was that you better do everything you have to do in the Chotzer before Shabbos comes, because once Shabbos comes, there's always the danger the guy's going to renege at any point. And even if you were machzik in the Chotzer first, it doesn't help to take away the ability for him to be mavatl his bittl. Okay, but you see, the bittl helps. Whatever. Okay. Yosef Abaya bar Ovin, v'Rab Chinina bar Ovin, the Yosef Abaya Gabayu, the Yashvi v'Ka'amri. Right? So Abaya bar Ovin and Rab Chinina bar Ovin were sitting by in front of Abaya, and they said the following: Bishlam Rav Meir Kesover Dira Sovik Kochav Mishmo Dira. Right, Rav Meir, the Tanakama holds that the Dira of a Goy has the din of a Dira. Right, in other words, it's considered part of the Chotzer. Okay, and it's a legitimate part of the Chotzer that can aser, just like if you have a Jew who doesn't not part of the Erev, he asers the other ones. A Goy also asers. Veloshnochad, veloshnotrei. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference if it's one Jew or two Jews or more. Right? Lamaisa, the goys, what's it called? Bias asers on the Jew, because the chotzer belongs to two people, the goy and the Jew, and the house only belongs to one person, the Jew, and the goy is considered like a person who's living in the chotzer. So there's two in the Chotzer and one in the Bais. So that's awesome. Eller Belezer ben Yaakov, Micah Sofer. But Belezer ben Yaakov says that only two Jews become Osir, but one Jew not. What does he hold? Ika Sofer Dira Sofer Kachav Mishma Dira Afilu Chad Nami. If the Goy's Dira is considered a Dira, so then there's two people who have a Shaychus to the Chotzer, and in the Jew's house is only one. So why should he be able to carry from his house into the Chotzer? If the Goy's Dira is considered a Dira, then he's considered a partner in the Chotzer. Right? Halachically. Afilu chad no minitzer. The Elosh may Dira, and if we don't consider the Goy's Dira a Dira, halachically. Right? Legabe Shabbos, his Dira is not considered anything. So Menela, there's only one person in the Chotzer. Then what difference does it make if there, or there's only two people in the Chotzer, the two Jews? And if they have an Erev, why should it be, what, no good? The Goy doesn't count. So why shouldn't they be able to carry from their houses into the Chotzer if they made an Erev? Right? Afilu trei nami lo nitzer. Even two should be mutter. Two Jews. Omer lu Abaya, the sover of Meir Dira Sakum Shma Dira. Right? How can you even have a Havamina that Reb Meir holds that Dira Sakum Shma Dira? Right? And the Meir, that's why he holds even one Jew, right, becomes Osir if there's a Goy living there. Because the Goy's Dira is considered a Dira. Vartanya, Chatzero Shalova Kochav Mahari Kadir Shal Behema. Right? Reb Meir, who's the Stam Braisa, is Reb Meir, holds that what's it called, that Chatzero Shalova Kochav is a Kadir Shal Behema. The Goy is not considered a bona fide Dira in the what's it called in the Chotzer. So the Chora, he shouldn't answer at all, according to Reb Meir. Not only shouldn't answer even if it's one Goy, right? Even if it's one Jew. Should aser even what's it called if it's it shouldn't aser even if there's 100 Jews, because the goy is not considered a dira. Ela dekuli amadira sakum lo shma dira. Everybody holds that the dira of the goy is not considered a dira. Mikra din, you don't have to worry about him at all. Legabi Shabbos, it's like he's not there. Okay, the hacha b'gzeira shema yilamid mi ma'isov kamiflegei. here it's a special gzeira they made, that we're afraid if you live together with a goy in a chotzer, you'll learn and follow the ways of the goy. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Sover, and really they should have assured you to live, the Ritva explains, really should have assured living in a chotzer with a goy. That was the main purpose of this thing, that people shouldn't live together with goy in the same chotzer. But they couldn't make such a gzeira because it was Dover Shein Atzibri Yecholim Lamad, though. Sometimes people had no choice. Right? They had to live in a chotzer with their goy. Right? They didn't have the luxury of living where there's no goy. So therefore, what's it called? They at least made it in a way that the tzibur could be, that it was, where it was a dover, shalosh shchiach, they didn't ask it. So therefore, they, what's it called, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Sover, kivin dovi kachov mechoshir ha-shvichas domim, trey de shchiche de dairi gozru buhu, chad lo shchiach lo gozru vei, Rabbanan. The Rabbanan only made their gzeira to make it uncomfortable to live with a goy in a chotzer when there's two Jews together with the goy. Then it's more shchiach that a Jew would live with other Jews and goyim. But to live alone in a chotzer with all goyim are chashudim ashvichas damim. The Jew is going to be afraid to be alone with all these goyim. He has another friend, so the goyim are not so fast to kill two people. Right, and to kill one, somebody's going to go inform on them, so it's less of a chash. So it's more shchiach that two Jews should live with goyim than one Jew should live alone with goyim. So since it's low shchiach, the rabbanim weren't gozer, and they didn't aser they didn't make the goy make problems on Shabbos. They made it kikar adin. The goy's dira is not considered a dira. But where there's more than one Jew, so there it's shchiach to live, and they don't want you to live with a goy. So they said you have to be socher the rishus of the goy, which makes it more difficult to for Shabbos purposes. We'll see in a second. For a meir sofer zimden de mikri v'dayer. No, it's not shchiach for one Jew to live with a bunch of goyim, and therefore v'omer rabbanan. And therefore, according to both of them, whether it's with one Jew, according to Reb Meir, or dafka with two Jews, according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, ein erev moel b'makom akum, ve'ein bitl rishus moel b'makom akum. The goy can't be part of the erev, and he can't even mevakel his rishus. Ad shiyaskir, until you rent out his place. Ve'akum lo moger, and a goy is not going to want to rent out his place. We'll see in one second why not. So it's going to be very difficult, right? It's not going to be so easy to rent out this goy's place, and it's going to be very uncomfortable to live there on Shabbos when you can't carry from your house into the chotzer because of this goy. So they made it difficult to live with goyim on Shabbos. And the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov has only made it difficult if there's two Jews, because one Jew is anyway lo shchiach, so they make an gzeirah. And Rebbe Meir holds no, even one Jew sometimes lives there, they made a gzeirah for every case. But the main gzeirah over here is really min ha'ikar adin, the goy doesn't ask for anything. And the Jews, if they made an Erev between themselves, don't have to worry about the Goy at all. The Rabbanan came along and said, we're going to make it as if the Goy assers, and in order to make it uncomfortable to live with the Goy. And therefore, he can't be part of the Erev. He can't even mevatel his rishus. You're going to have to rent from him, and he's not going to want to rent so easy, and therefore it's going to be a difficult time on Shabbos, and therefore you'll think twice before you rent a place or buy a place in a chotzer with a Goy. So now the Gemara says, my time, why won't the goy rent the place? What's so unusual, what's so difficult about renting the goy's rishus? Elaim mishum desover dilma osi lachzuke rishuso, right? Because the goy's afraid, hey, he's renting my place, this guy's going to take over my rishus, right? This is a real bona fide renting. So let's see Rashi till we have it. Lo shnochad, Yisrael yechidi dor imo. Doesn't make a difference if there's one Jew living in the chaser with these goyim, or more than one Jew. Shma dira, the yeshlo, so the Gemara says in the beginning, we think Reb Meir holds that the goy is considered a dira. The yeshlo rishus bechotzer, and therefore his rishus in the chotzer is a bona fide rishus. The nimtzei Yisrael hamotzi lechotzer mibeiso, shu miyuchad lo, motzi rishus lerishus. V'rabban and gazru shalal hotzi rishus lerishus below erev. Can't carry from one rishus into a different rishus without an erev. And therefore, since the goy has a share in the chotzer, right, and the Yid's house is his rishus, so you're taking from the Yid's rishus into the common rishus, and that already is awesome, okay? Because the goy's rishus is considered part of the rishus of the chotzer. Dilma asila fukim rishus yosvam. They answered that because we're afraid that if you let him carry from his private rishus into the common rishus, people will end up carrying from rishus hayochad to rishus harav. The dira of a goy is not considered a dira. And therefore, the rishus, the chatzar is not considered a chatzar of a goy and a Jew. It's considered the chatzar of a Jew. Lagabi Shabbos. And therefore, what's it called? The Jew, when he carries from his house into the chatzar, is carrying into his own rishus. So why should it be also? Rameir komer leila kamon de braisa bishmaisin, vramina masnisin ole, umokminin bedelese. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask that there's a what's it called? Rav Meir himself holds that the dira of a what's it called of a goy is not considered a dira. And here the Gemara says, according to Rav Meir, it is considered a dira. The Gemara in the end is going to answer that it's where the goy isn't there for Shabbos. Where the goy is not there for Shabbos, then his dira is not considered a dira since he's not there. Where he is there, then Rav Meir holds he is considered a dira. Okay, and but by a yid, even if he's not there, his rishus is still considered rishus. Right? The Israel afilu kilei say osir. A Jew, even if he's not there for Shabbos, right, his rishus asks on the other one without an eruv. Alma dirasakum lav shma dir. So you see that a dir of a goy, at least when he's not there, is not considered a dir. So why should he ask him? He's not there at least. Really, the goy's dira is not considered a dira. And memela, what's it called? Really, the Jew should be able to carry into the chatzar, even if there's a lot of Jews, one Jew, it makes no difference. Because the goy's rishus is not considered rishus. As long as the Jews made an eruv, it should be enough. But the rabbanim made gzeira because they're afraid that a Jew who lives amongst goyim is going to learn from the goyim. Therefore, they made it difficult for a Jew to live with a goy legabi Shabbos. They made him lose out. So you're going to think twice before you rent or buy a place in a chotzer with goyim. Yisrael hadorimo k'deishi yiksha be'enov liten schar b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Right, mashma that you have to rent it out every Shabbos. Doesn't help one renting for a lot of Shabbos. Every Shabbos you have to re-rent it. And there are others that hold no. That what the Ramah says, that you can rent it out once for as long as the goy wants you to. Now, 10 Shabbos at a time. What Rashi means, call Shabbos for Shabbos if the goy changes his mind in between. But one renting will help for many, many Shabbos. You don't have to go and rent it separate for every Shabbos. That's how we hope. You can rent it for an unspecified amount of time, and then what's it called? You don't have to rent it every Shabbos. But if you don't rent it for an unspecified amount of time, and the goy changes his mind, then you have to rent it again the next Shabbos. And then the guy will leave it. He'll get disgusted of every Shabbos having to rent the place, and then the goy may not want to rent it. So he'll leave, and he won't live in such a place. So he gzeira pligi Rameir Rav Lezer Yaakov, and that gzeira Rameir Rav Lezer Yaakov argue igazrin le al Yisrael yochid adorim ma'akum ilo. If they made a gzeira with one, when one Jew's living with the goyim, or dafko two or more. Rav Lezer sover kivin da'akum choshel ashvichas domim lo shchiach yichidi d'dayir b'hadei. It's not usual for an individual Jew alone to live in a chotzer with goyim. Therefore, the Rabbanan didn't make a gzeira in a case that wasn't usual. So therefore, only if two Jews are there, that already is a usual situation, that's where they made the gzeira. Sometimes even an individual lived there, it's not so lo shchiach. Therefore, the Rabbanan said that the eruv doesn't help, even though mikra din it would help. You don't even need bitl rishos, you don't need anything from the goy. But they made a special gzeira that not only doesn't the Erev help, but it won't even help for the goy to mevakel his rishos, you have to be socher his rishos. Va'akum lo mogir, lo yehe rotzo liskor. The goy won't want to rent you his rishos. The Yetz Yisrael zemisham, and the Mela, the Yid's going to find it very difficult to live there on Shabbos, because he's not going to be able to move his kelim into his chatzer, and he won't live there, he'll move somewhere else. My time lo mogir akum, why taka won't the goy rent it? The guy says, wow, the yid is, what's it called, renting out my rishos, right? He's going to end up taking away my rishos. So the guy's afraid that he'll lose his rishos. So that's good, according to one who holds you need a real bona fide schiras. Okay, we'll see what that means. Rashi, bria chazoka. She yitz in Yisrael evil of malus kolam ovi kelim yirtza. That I'm buying out your rishus in the chotzer, that means I could fill up the whole chotzer with kelim, and you bechlau won't be able to use it. Right? That's called schiris beria, according to Rashi. Tosus learns schiris beria means you have to, have a document signed with witnesses. Has to hold up in court. This schiris. Okay? So the guy gets scared. Wow, this is a bona fide renting, with a rental agreement, with a signed document. I'm afraid that the Jew is going to end up using this, and I won't have any bechlal, any use in the chotzer. Okay. That's good. So I understand. The guy's going to be afraid to rent if you have to have a real legal renting. And you don't need a real schiris. Any flimsy schiris is good enough, right? According to Rashi, schiris ru'ua means that you don't have the right to fill up the chatzar with all your kelim. You can put a few small things there. That's what you're buying out his rishos. But not you should fill up the whole chatzar and make it that it's yours now and it's your total use and there's nothing left over there. That you can't do. According to Tosfos, you can rent it just by giving him some money, and you don't have to sign anything, there's no document, so he knows it's only a religious ritual, it's not a real renting, because if it would be a real renting, you'd have to write a shtar, and then aid him or whatever. So this is just a ritual, the guy's not, not afraid to rent. So if that's the case, if you don't need a real rental agreement, and you can't rent it, it does not have to be rented, where you can fill up the whole chatzer, what's the guy afraid of? Michael and Amor. So what is a goy afraid of? Why is a goy afraid to rent you his rishus in the chotzer? The itmar Rav Chizda. Now we're going to see where that machlokus is. Rav Chizda omer schiris bria. Rav Sheshes omer schiris ru'ua. Rav Chizda holds you need a real bona fide schiris. So according to Rav Chizda, I understand why the goy would be afraid. But Rav Sheshes holds that you don't need a schiris bria. A schiris ru'ua is enough. So why is the goy going to be afraid? And the Rabbeinu Chananel, which Tosfos brings down, holds a third sheet than what Schiris Bria is. Schiris Bria is that you can build something in the chotzer. You can actually go build there. And Schiris Ru'u is you can put things that are movable, but you can't actually build there. So if you can build there, the goy is afraid. You're going to build something permanent, and I'm losing it or lose my rishus in the chotzer. So he's afraid to rent. But if you can just put things that are movable, then why should he be afraid? When the rental is over, you'll take your kelim out. So my ru'u and my bria, ilema bria bepruta, ru'u bepachas mishava pruta. If we'll say bria means that you have to have a bona fide schiris of a shava pruta, like all schiris, you can't rent something for less than a pruta by Jews at least. So the same thing over here, you need a pruta. That's why the goy is afraid, because it's a real halachic legal schiris. But if the goy sees it's a joke. You're renting it for less than shava pruta, so he knows it's only a ritual. It's not; he doesn't have to be afraid, right? So mi ikalaman diomer mi akum pachus b'shava pruta lo. Does anybody hold that you can't rent something, anything, from a goy less than shava pruta? By a goy less than shava pruta is considered kesef. Even by a Jew, it's considered kesef, except a Jew is mochel on less than shava pruta. So for a Jew, it's not considered kesef, but for a goy. A goy less than shava pruta is considered kesef. For shalach Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yaakov, bar giuri mishmed Rabbi Yochanan, have yodim shesokrim min ha'akum afilu pachon shava pruta. All the time, not dafka on Shabbos. It's not a schiris ra'ua. A regular schiris. It helps for a goy if it's less than a shava pruta. For Omer Abchia bar Abba, and they bring a raya from here that if something is considered money for the makna. But not for the, what's it called, the kone. Right here, the goy is being makne his rishos, right? He's being you're soaker from the goy with something that's kesef for him, but not kesef for the Jew. And it helps. So therefore, let's say something's asur bahanoah to me, but it's not asur bahanoah to you. So I could use it. You're getting something, lamaisa. Even though I'm not giving you anything, but you're getting something, that should be good. A goy steals less than shava pruta, he gets misa, because his lav is misa. There's no such thing as malchus by a goy or whatever. Whatever's osur tam is osur b'misa. And a goy's not allowed to steal. And if he steals less than shava pruta, it's chayav misa. By a Jew, less than shava pruta is what's it called, is not considered, what's it called, not considered money. Velo nitan lehi shava. And you can't, he doesn't have to return it. What's it called? He can't return it because less than a shava pruta, and he's chayav misa for it. Let's see Rashi. Then Noach Nera Galagezo, the Himi Zayim Mitzvahs, Kedomra Bedal Mises B'Sanhedrin. So one of the seven mitzvahs is stealing. The Omar Hosam, Azora Shalohem Zui Misosim. Whatever a goy is usher to do, he gets Misa for. The Ashmein Rabbi Yochanan, the Akum Lomochel, Afilu B'Pachas Shavu Pruta. Normally a Jew is Mochel less than a Shavu Pruta. But a goy is not Mochel even less than a Shavu Pruta. Lavi Gezel, Lididu. So therefore it's considered Gezel. By a Jew it's not considered Gezel because he's the Jew who is stolen from is Mochel. Not important enough. But a goy is not Mochel. Lo Nitan Lehi Shavon, the Gabi Yisrael Ksiv, the Heshiv is Akzela. Normally by a Jew, right, you would pay the money and not have to get Malkus. Because whatever you can pay, right, you don't get Malkus for. So over here, let's say the same thing with the Goy. He could give back the money, but and therefore he can pay and not get Misa. That doesn't work because what's it called? The Goy doesn't have a mitzvah of Hashava. He doesn't have a mitzvah of returning Gezel. No mitzvah by him to return. And therefore, returning it is not going to exempt him from Misa. Okay? Tosus learns that, Goy has a chiyuv to give back. It's just that it doesn't potter him from what's it called, from Misa. By a Jew, the special halacha of Eino Meshalim Veloke. But over here, there's no such halacha. He has to give it back, and he gets Misa also for stealing. Okay, so therefore, it can't be that Shchiras Bria means with a Shavapruta, and Shchiras Ra'ua is less than a Shavapruta, and Rav Chizda and Rav Sheshes argue whether you need a Shavapruta by a Goy or not. Nobody can hold you need a Shavapruta, because even in other Shchiras, less than a Shavapruta would work by a Goy. For a Goy, less than a Shavapruta is the same thing as a Shavapruta. Ela Bria b'moharki v'aburgani, Ra'ua below moharki v'aburgani. And this is where the Rishonim argue what this means. Rashi learns b'moharki v'aburgani lemalo sachotzer b'safsol in the cathedrals of Mirza. He can fill up the whole chotzer with chairs and benches or whatever. And the one who holds it that you don't need a schiras bria holds it. All you have to do is rent it for the use of small kelim. But in a chanami, the guy can say, "I'm renting it to you, but you can't put your benches over there or whatever." And that's still a good schiras. And according to the one who holds, you know, Shchiras Bria, if the guy says, "I'll rent it to you, but only for small things, not for big things," then it's not a Shchiras. Okay. And like Tosa said, Moharki and Aburgani means that you have to, what's it called, sign a star and get Edim or whatever. That's what those words mean. And if not, and according to the Rach, Moharki and Aburgani means that you can build things there. Like Burganin is like little, you can build a little trif, right, a little shed or whatever. Tzemur says, "Hanich lemand yomer shchiras bria bo'inan." One who says you need shchiras bria, I understand why a goy would not want to rent out his chotzer, and that's how the rabbanan affected making it difficult for a Jew by making it only shchiras, and therefore the Jew won't want to live with the goy. Ela lemand yomer shchiras ra'ua bo'inan. But according to one who holds, you don't need shchiras bria; you only need shchiras ra'ua. Why will the goy be afraid to rent you? It'll be easy to do this, and what the Rabbanan gain? What's the gzeir over here? Right? What do they gain by making that you can't make bitul rishos, can't make an eruv, you have to have shchiras. Shchiras is just as easy as the other one. Michael Amemer, where it says, "Hafilu hachi choshi shakum l'kshotim, v'lo mogim." Even though it's easy to rent, the guy's going to be afraid. Why is this Jew want to rent my chutz or whatever? Masami wants to do some kind of magic over there and hurt me with his magic. Right, so he's going to have second doubts. Again, if he's going to know it's only a ritual, but he's going to be afraid of the ritual. He's going to think it's some kind of voodoo. Right? In fact, we put up an Eruv in Miami, so the newspaper asked if they could make a story. They heard about it, and even the guy knew about it. And we went to buy a house there. The people who were selling the house said, "You know it's in the Eruv." Right? So, I hurt myself. Right? In other words, it's worth more money because it's in the Eruv. These are goyim who we're buying the house from. So they wanted to write an article about it, and I agreed if I would have veto power for anything they would write, so, and they agreed to that too, and he gave me the article, and then when they put it in the paper, they put a caption, a subtitle, as "Religious Circle Breaks Jewish Taboos," or whatever, for the Sabbath. So it obviously sounds like some kind of voodoo kind of thing. So that's what the guy's going to be afraid. Okay, Rashi. Chatzero, we're going to get it. Okay, Gufa. Chatzero shall elvi kochavim harhi kadir shall behema. Mutter lahachnis lahotzim and achotzel abatim, umin batim lahotzim. Right? Norm, now it's talking in a case where there's no goy, there's no Jews there at all. The Jew is a guest by a goy for Shabbos. Okay? He goes to spend Shabbos by a goy. Okay? And there's only goy in the chotzer. So the dira of a goy doesn't count legabi Shabbos. And therefore, it's like there's nobody living there altogether. And therefore, the Jew can carry from the goy's house into the chotzer without any kind of eruv. Okay? And even if there's a lot of Jews staying there, it doesn't make a difference because they don't live there. They're just guests by the goy. So they don't have to make any eruv, and you can carry from the goy's house into the goy's chotzer, no matter how many goyim there are, is no problem. The im yesh shom Yisrael echad, oser, divrei meir. But if a Jew lives in that chotzer, he has a house in that chotzer, then it's oser according to Rav Meir. Rav Elezer ben Yaakov omer la'olameinu oser atshu shnei Yisrael amosim zelzeh. It's not oser unless there's two Yidden who live in that chotzer. And there's a machlokus rishonim, or really achronim, what's it called, how those two Jews have to be lived. They have to live mamish in two separate houses, right? Or, let's say they live in one house, then for sure, if they live in one house together, and there's a whole family of Jews in one house, that's called one Jew. Has to be two houses of Jews, two separate Jews. What if they live in one house, but they have a mechitza between them? So it's one house, but it's divided, and they would have ushered one on the other without an eruv. So that's some achronim hold that's considered like two Jews, because the Maisi, even though it's one house, but it's their osur zelzeh. What if it be there's two houses, but they don't ushered on each other? For whatever reason, these two Jews, even though they live in two separate houses, wouldn't have needed an eruv. They don't ushered on each other. They consider, even though they're in two houses, maybe they consider like one Jew. Those are shilas. But in any case, if it's two Jews in two separate houses that would have ushered, what's it called? They would have needed an eruv between them. If there weren't any goy in there, then the goy ushers on them. Chatzeros shalakum, afagav shestam chatzeros psuchim letochan, batim harbe, even though stam chatzeros have a lot of houses open into them, ein reshusakum chaluka, lechoshiv reshus kol echo deecho levado. Right? The goyim, if it's a chotzer with pure goyim living around, they don't aser. The dira sakum lo shma dira. The dira of an akum is not considered a dira, and therefore the chotzer, the houses, everything is considered the same. The Yisrael she'eno dori moen, Rashi nichnas le'echad min abatim b'shabbos. A Jew doesn't live there, but he is a guest by one of the goyim for Shabbos. Mutter l'hotzi min abatim l'chotzer. He doesn't have to be in the Erev. He can carry from his from the goy's house into the chotzer, even though there's a lot of goyim who are shut from the chotzer, their dira is not considered a dira. Although having motzi mishus hamiyuchedes la'akum zeh rishus shikulakulan, because the rishus of the goy doesn't count altogether. But if there's another Jew living in that chotzer, osra kol Yisrael la'hotzim in abatim l'chotzer, then even the guests who are other Jews who are staying by the goy can't carry into the chotzer. Because then it's like the Jew's chotzer, right, and the other Jew who was there can carry from the goy's house into the yid's chotzer. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Atshu Shnei Yisraelim Dorim B'Shnei Batim Va'Osrim Zelzeh. You have to have two Jews and two houses that would aser. Rishus Ha'akum Chaluka Mehem Va'Osr Ha'akum Abatem. Then the Rabbanim made a gzera that the Rishus of the goy does aser. And they asked her also that a Jew who's a guest by the goyim can't carry into that chotzer either. The shavi rabbon la diras akum dira ki da omer la'el. Av b'Yisrael yechidi lo shavi rabbon la diras akum dira. For one Jew, they didn't make the goy's dira considered like a dira. V'lo havi osra beisro shel Yisrael and wouldn't ask her. One Jew could carry into the chotzer even without any eruv, without any schiris, no nothing. V'lo Yisrael osra beisro she'ein chilek reshus ba'ak. And with the more explained, because one Jew is lo shchiyach, and the other Rabbanan didn't make their gzeirah.